Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bumpin' Navigating the Wild, Weird, and Wonderful Journey from Conception to Birth and Beyond, revised and updated, is a contemporary pregnancy guide by Leslie Schrock, co-authored with medical expert Jane Van Dis for the updated edition. Positioned as an evidence-based nonfiction resource, it addresses the practical realities of trying to conceive, pregnancy, birth planning, and the early postpartum period. The book is designed for readers who want clear, medically informed guidance without the alarmism, outdated advice, or moralizing often found in pregnancy content. Its scope is broader than a typical trimester guide because it connects fertility preparation, lifestyle decisions, hospital planning, feeding choices, recovery, and returning to work into one coherent framework. The revised edition reflects current concerns such as nutrition, lactation, baby budgeting, registry planning, and the often underexplored fourth trimester. As a result, the book functions both as a reference and as a decision-making tool for modern parents and their support networks. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a science-based roadmap from conception through the fourth trimester. One of the book's central strengths is its full-span structure. Rather than treating pregnancy as a sequence of disconnected events, it organizes the journey from conception through birth and into the newborn months as one continuous process. That matters because readers often encounter fragmented advice that separates fertility, prenatal care, labor, and postpartum recovery into different conversations. Schrock instead frames them as linked stages with overlapping needs, which makes planning more realistic. The result is a guide that helps readers understand not only what happens at each stage, but also how early choices can affect later experiences. This integrated approach is especially useful for first-time parents who need a reliable baseline, and for partners who want a clear overview of what support may be needed over time. By combining practical preparation with medical context, the book reduces the sense that pregnancy is a mystery to be managed one emergency at a time. Secondly, evidence over anxiety in fertility, nutrition, and lifestyle decisions. The book repeatedly emphasizes evidence-based decision-making, especially in areas where readers are most vulnerable to confusion. Fertility optimization, nutrition, exercise, and everyday exposure concerns are presented in a way that aims to clarify what matters and what is largely noise. This is important because pregnancy advice is often delivered as a long list of prohibitions, which can create unnecessary fear without improving outcomes. Schrock's approach is more analytical. It tries to distinguish useful precautions from overblown internet warnings. That makes the book valuable, not because it guarantees certainty, but because it helps readers evaluate advice more intelligently. The practical effect is a calmer and more informed experience, where the reader can focus energy on habits and choices with a plausible basis in medical guidance. The revised edition also reflects updated information, reinforcing that the book's value lies in staying current rather than recycling generic pregnancy rules. Thirdly, birth planning that focuses on preferences, interventions, and informed trade-offs. Another important dimension of the book is its treatment of labor and delivery as a planning process, rather than a pass-fail event. It discusses birth preferences, hospital checklists, and common interventions such as epidurals or cesarean delivery in a way that supports informed choice. The key point is not that one birth plan is ideal, but that readers should understand the range of possibilities well enough to express priorities and adapt when circumstances change. That framing is especially useful because birth often involves trade-offs between comfort, safety, flexibility, and medical necessity. By explaining these issues in plain language, the book helps readers prepare for conversations with clinicians instead of approaching labor as something that happens entirely to them. This reduces the gap between expectation and reality, which can be a major source of stress. Its emphasis on preferences rather than rigid control pole also makes the book more practical than aspirational birth-focused guides that assume one correct path. Fourthly, postpartum recovery and infant feeding treated as core subjects, not afterthoughts. Many pregnancy books devote most of their attention to gestation and leave the postpartum period compressed or underdeveloped. Bumpin' differs by treating recovery, breastfeeding, bottle feeding, sleep, and the transition into life with a newborn as central rather than secondary. That is a meaningful distinction because the early weeks after birth are often the most disruptive, and readers need concrete expectations before they arrive there. The book also acknowledges that infant feeding is not a one-size-fits-all decision, which makes its advice more realistic for families with different bodies, medical situations, work constraints, and personal preferences. By pairing lactogenics with practical recovery information, it recognizes that the physical and logistical demands of the fourth trimester are interconnected. This perspective is useful for readers who want to prepare for the actual post-birth environment, not just the idealized version that appears in many prenatal resources. The result is a more complete picture of early parenthood. Lastly, practical preparation through budgeting, registries, and support roles. The book also stands out for addressing the administrative and social realities of having a baby. Budgeting, baby registries, hospital packing, and the role of partners, family members, and friends are all part of its practical framework. These topics may seem less dramatic than labor or newborn care, but they are often what determines whether a household feels prepared or overwhelmed. Financial planning matters because baby-related costs accumulate quickly and unevenly, while registry guidance helps readers distinguish essentials from unnecessary purchases. Likewise, clarifying support roles can reduce friction at a time when communication needs to be explicit and efficient. This broader practical lens makes the book useful not only as a medical guide, but also as a planning manual for the whole household. It recognizes that pregnancy is not just a biological event. It is a coordination challenge involving money, time, relationships, and logistics. That is one reason the book feels especially relevant to contemporary readers managing work and family structure at the same time. In conclusion, Bumpin is best suited for readers who want a current, grounded, and non-judgmental pregnancy resource that goes beyond the usual trimester checklist. It is especially valuable for first-time parents, partners, and anyone who wants a clearer sense of how fertility preparation, prenatal choices, labor planning, eating, and postpartum recovery fit together. The book offers practical benefits by reducing information overload and helping readers sort evidence-based guidance from internet noise. It also has intellectual value because it models a more careful way of thinking about pregnancy decisions, not as fixed rules, but as informed trade-offs shaped by changing circumstances. Compared with many books in the genre, it stands out for its modern tone, its attention to the fourth trimester, and its willingness to cover the mundane but essential logistics of baby preparation alongside the medical basics. That combination makes it more useful than books that focus only on birth or only on newborn care. It is a strong fit for readers who want a single reliable reference that reflects the realities of contemporary parenthood. If you would like to support Leslie Schrock, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.